The scripture reading this morning comes to us from the book of Matthew in the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them.' And he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken to the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna in the highest heavens!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet from Nazareth in the Galilee. Hosanna. Hosanna," we sing. We've always sung it with such joy. We're usually dancing to the sanctuary, waving our palms with such enthusiasm. Palm Sunday is all about celebrating. We're filled with joy, filled with excitement. We become the crowd that welcomes Jesus, celebrating the King, the victorious, the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. So we wave the palms, we sing, we shout, we dance with exhilaration. Except, not this year. Not really. This year we're summoning all we've got. And all we've got is the ability to crawl out of bed, to turn the computer on and dial up the phone number. Maybe, just maybe, dig up the energy to wave a palm around, maybe one we cut from our backyard, or if you're me, your neighbor's yard. But it's not the same. It's not the same. I want to see the kids prance through the sanctuary. I want to see KJ Smith humor me. Because as a senior, he knows it's probably the last time he'll have to do it. With graciousness and humility, he'd grab a palm. And he'd wave it around for his pastor, even though he probably thinks he's too old and that's not his job anymore. But out of love, he'd do it anyway. I want to see Trinity and Gabriel and the whole Jaramillo crew, their smiles and enthusiasm always so uplifting, as they turn around and help the kids that are younger than they are. I can see Amalia Linda holding Micah's hand and guiding him along the way. Or Brianna and Bobby nudging their brother Max to follow his little buddy Micah. Don't throw the palms on the floor. Or Christina coaching Miley and Molly to sway those palms in the air as we all keep time together. I can see Fran jumping in the parade, so moved by the music that she's just gotta dance. I wanna see that joy. I want to see the joy that exudes from a congregation that loves each other, that loves to smile and laugh, a church that is not afraid to be silly, but rather embraces the levity and life, joy as the embodiment of vitality. I love our Palm Sunday processions because they are just that, a reflection of love and joy and vitality. And I suppose, to be honest, I do find comfort and joy in holding these images in my mind and imagining all of us circling the sanctuary, serenading one another as Jesus makes his way into the city, into our church, into our lives. I can see you all there, and if I close my eyes, I can even feel you. We captured a bit of that vitality in our opening song. But it's not the same. It's not the same. And it's not fair. What kind of a triumphant procession is this? Hosanna! Hosanna! We whisper from our couches and our office chairs, or alone in our homes, sitting at a desk. Not so triumphant. But then again, the truth of the matter is that Jesus's triumphal entry wasn't actually all that triumphant either. Oh, sure, Matthew wants it to be. The writer tells us that there was a very large crowd. He goes to the effort to read back into Scripture. He does his homework. He wants to do this up big. He's committed to make Jesus the next big thing. So he digs back into Scripture, as he loves to do, to cast Jesus right in line with his forebears, the perfect heir to David's crown. So he pulls out Zechariah, and because he can't entirely understand the prophecy, should Jesus be riding on a colt or a donkey? Most of the gospel writers either pick one or the other, but Matthew, in an effort to be scripturally accurate but physically awkward, has him precariously perched atop the two. It always makes me laugh as I try to visualize it, this balancing act that probably looked so absurd. But Matthew doesn't really care about that. He just wants Jesus to be the next big thing. Jesus will be the king. And if a king comes in on a colt and an ass, then so be it. So he gives us the most triumphant entry he can imagine. A big crowd filled with excitement and the majesty of Jesus on two animals as he enters into the city. But scholars tell us it wasn't so majestic. And it wasn't all that crowded. And it probably wasn't all that fun either. The not-so-triumphant entry. This isn't the first time that most of us have come to this realization. If you've spent any time at Fairview and encountered Palm Sunday before, you've probably likely heard some of the scholarship. But it has never hit home like this Palm Sunday. Because we have never experienced such a small crowd. The truth of the matter is we had a heck of a time getting anyone to wave their palms. Hardly anybody could get in the mood. None of the kids felt like parading because they were all mourning the abrupt end of their school year, and with it, all of their extracurricular activities, along with the whole challenge of this new online learning thing. We're all feeling overwhelmed. We're both isolated and at the same time completely on top of each other. The novelty of being at home has worn out. The memes aren't as funny. No one's talking about their coworkers anymore. And the GoFundMes have increased as more and more people are infected by COVID-19. We don't really feel like waving palms and singing Hosanna. We aren't even allowed to take to the streets to welcome him. There are no crowds this Palm Sunday. It's just me, alone in a stairwell, preaching to my husband. And you, alone on your couch. Or maybe snuggled up with a loved one, watching on your laptop or your PC, maybe even your phone. You might not even be able to see me. You might have just dialed in to listen. It's a lonely Palm Sunday, for sure. Matthew's dreams of doing it up big are just that for us today. Dreams. Memories of what we usually do. We're not heading into Holy Week on a high. We're worn. We're tired. And we're worried because as the news rolls out, it's beginning to get real. We're not singing our hosannas today. But we forgot something. Hosanna does not mean alleluia. Alleluia comes on Easter, but Hosanna, as pretty as it sounds, sung like a song that just rolls off of our lips, Hosanna is not a song. It is a cry. A cry for help Save us. Save us. Save us. We whisper from our quiet homes, save us. We utter, surrounded by kids, our words consumed by the chaos of their presence. Feed me, love me, turn on my show. Save us. We pray in the silence of our nights as we worry for loved ones who we cannot see, who we cannot hold. Save us. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna, save us. We enter into this Holy Week so much more in touch with the actual Palm Sunday than the recreations we celebrate every year. We've tried, like Matthew does, to dress up the story, to enlarge the crowd, to crown our king. But Jesus never had a big crowd. He didn't ride to balance atop a colt and a foal. And he never was king. But they were hungry. And they were worn, and they were fearful, and they wanted someone to save them. It may not have been the triumphant entry we celebrate every year, but it was not without hope. And the truth is, neither are we. For even as we can't seem to muster the excitement we wish we had this day, we are not without hope. Even as we are ever more aware of what quarantine means, as we miss our loved ones, our routines, the privileges that we have become so accustomed to, even as we grieve the loss of weddings and birthday parties and proms and graduations, even as we begin to feel the effects of this virus, as hospitals begin to fill and the death count rises, even still, there is power in our hosannas. There is hope. Because riding into our lives is not a king with the power to dictate victory, to stamp out the virus and release the captives from our homes. But rather is the humble heart of the beloved, who offers not riches and promises not health, who will not fight our battles for us or even cure the illness among us, but who will ride in to walk with us, to sit with us in our silence, to quiet the chaos that envelops us, to hold our hurting hearts as we grieve those celebrations, those life moments put on hold, and be with us as we face the worst. Palm Sunday was always the calm before the storm. And this year, we finally understand it. We finally get a glimmer into what Jesus himself was facing. We finally know what Hosanna means. For the last 6 weeks, we've traversed a road that led us to now, the journey to I Am. We have tried to grasp the ungraspable, to wrap our minds around the ineffable, to know the never fully knowable. We've looked at Jesus, his life, his teaching, his transcendent spirit that was bigger than the man and yet so very much alive in the man he was. We've tapped into the I Am in us, in each of us as individuals, as Jesus told us that you are the light of the world, and we, in us, the collective church, we are the body of Christ, the I Am in us. The interconnected realm of the I Am of all. I Am in this universe, from the tiniest unseen particles to the depths of those deep black holes. The mystery, the ground of our being, the spirit of connectivity in us, of us, through us, around us, with us. I Am. Hosanna. We whisper. Hosanna! We shout. Be with us. And so, we too walk into Holy Week and all the unknown that lingers before us, grounded deeply in hope, embraced so fully in love. Hosanna. Hosanna. Amen.